Welcome back to, what's the book you're studying? You can say Gombrasa, you can say Machine. But say something. Okay. So just to remember where we were, let me go back here. So he said, this comes from before, and it says, let's go back all the way here. We got to the second major section of our text, which is the actual body of the commentary. Which commentary?
Chandrakirtis.
Yeah, Chandrakirtis, Master Chandrakirtis, entering the middle way. And then there's going to be explanation of the causal levels and of the resulting level. And causal levels, there's going to be a general presentation of how to travel this path, how to travel it before you see emptiness, and how to travel it after you see emptiness. So here's a general presentation. Somebody says, entering the middle way sets forth both the emptiness teachings and the bodhisattva teachings. According to Aryanagarjuna. So how many books by Aryanagarjuna himself present both emptiness and bodhisattva teachings, both equally? And then you know he wrote many books, the six famous ones, Umarikso-dru. But here he says there are only three works by Nagarjuna that include both the emptiness teachings and the bodhisattva teachings, primarily. And these are Rinchen Tawa, and then Chuying Tepa and Dode Kuntu. And we had Rinchen Tawa, precious string of precious jewels. We read about it the last partner talk, way back when, I don't remember. And then we finished, I think, how the praise of the sphere of reality covers this. And I think we're on to the third one, but let's see. So he goes through the string of precious jewels. And what you need to know from there is that very famous quotation. Here he gives the six perfections, and here he says the results of them. This is the most famous line. Giving brings you what you need. Ethical life gives happiness. Refusing to get upset or angry brings us beauty. Joyful effort, enthusiasm, grants us grace and authority. Meditation leads to peace and understanding liberates us. Love achieves all goals. So that's the karmic results. That's probably the most famous summary of all the karmic results in scripture. Then he goes on to, having finished Rinchen Tawa, Ratnamala, String of Jewels, how it talks about both emptiness and bodhisattva life. Then he goes on to how the praise of the sphere of reality makes its presentation. And we've got into this. It starts with going for refuge, then developing the wish for enlightenment. After that, the six perfections, and then the 10 levels. Then he says the profound and far-reaching sides of the teaching, which are presented only in abbreviated form in the one book, are presented in detail in his third book, Dode Kuntu, which means Dode Kuntu, which means this is like a genre of work where someone takes quotations from lots of sutras and puts them together and makes a work like that. And there's a very famous one by Lord Atisha by the same name, but this is the one by Nagarjuna. So this text describes how difficult it is to find opportunities and resources, as well as faith in the teachings. It then speaks of how much more difficult it is to develop the wish for enlightenment and great compassion towards every living being. And now something new, okay? So we'll read it together. If you haven't been in this class before, we just sort of read it together first, and then I'll probably ask you one or two words that you're supposed to know, and then it won't go like that, okay? This class has no homework. There's no requirements to get into the class. I just wanted to do, to go over Madhyamika, emptiness, in the traditional way, which would take like 6 to 10 years or something to get through this book. And, you know, if I write homeworks and do all that shtick, I don't really have time to do it. And I kind of feel obligated to try to translate these two books because my teachers spent like 10 years teaching them to me. So I'm trying to translate them, and then I figure if you watch what I translate, it doesn't hurt. So we made a class out of it. But Alistair does write homeworks for the class, right? And I encourage you to do the homeworks, and I encourage you to debate the subjects in the debate ground. Otherwise, you won't get much out of the class. So I have to do it anyway. I have to translate the two books. But just to sit here, you won't get that much. You have to do something. But that I can't, I just can't, I don't have time to how do you say, police it, you know. So you, those of you who really want to help other people, then you should really try hard to do the homeworks and to debate it and to try to learn the Tibetan, okay? All right, here we go. We'll just read the first three lines on the count of three. One, two, three. De le gel chang sem la ma chu wa dham me ba dham che bong gi le du le bong wa nye ka we. This seemed really weird to me, so I'm going to show you what I would do if I thought something sounded weird. Because again, these are books that were lost in Tibet, and when Tibet was invaded, and people, you know, they did their best to recover them and to reprint them, and sometimes they made a lot of errors on the, especially this book. See, this is all handwritten. For example, this part, this page here is just all handwritten by somebody, because in those days they didn't have any other way to do it. So here's the, see where the little positive thing is? Here's the corresponding corrupted original. Okay. La ma. So ma, I think, I was suspecting it's misspelled, but it's that's the way it's spelled in the original. Chungwa dan, me pa dan, chumbongi ne, du ne, bong, nye kawe. So we'll go back to the typing. Changsem la ma chuma. So I think it's misspelled, but let's check. How would I check? I think ma chuma is misspelled. How would I check it? I'll spell it the way they spelled it. Okay, ma chuma. And then I'll spell it the way I think it might be spelled. And then what I do is I do a vote, you know? I search for those two in like 300,000 pages of scripture and see which one wins. Okay? So that's just a fast way to do it. It's better even than a dictionary, because dictionaries can be wrong. Monier Williams is the standard dictionary for Sanskrit, and it's really bad. You know? It's very corrupt in many parts, and then people just take it, you know? And because it's the only one. And everyone grew up with it. So So it's good to have a database that you can check things. Mm. Here's one, Mathura. It's spelled with what? Can you see it? It's here. It's a RMA. Okay? And here's an SMA. See, our text has an SMA. So I'm going to check. So that's 1-0 for Geshe Michael. There's another RMA. It's 2-0. This is even, you see, the carving is wrong also, right? This is a, and I'm hitting, by the way, those of you who know Gopher, I'm hitting F, which means jump to a new text. So I'm not cheating and getting the same reading in the same text, okay? Because you can do that too. Where is it here? Oh, this one's not one. You see, it's pretty rare. It's searching through like 100,000 pages. And now it's gone through about 200,000 pages. There you go. There's another RMA. Okay, so that's enough, 3-0. The carving is wrong. And it makes it very difficult to translate. So we'll correct it. So he's saying there's a degrees of difficulty, degrees of increasing difficulty. It's difficult to become a human being. It's difficult to be born in a place. It's difficult to have Diamond Mountain available to you. And then it's difficult to have faith in what they do here. It's more difficult to have faith in what we do here. Even more difficult than that is to have bodhicitta and great compassion towards every living being. And even more difficult than that, Machuma means to injure. So he goes through all the good kinds of difficult. Difficult to find the teachings, difficult to find a human body, but even more difficult than all of that, to overcome the effects, the bad karma of having injured a bodhisattva, or having gotten angry at them. And even more difficult than that, to get rid of the karma of giving up the dharma. And then the deeds of a demon. He doesn't say exactly what the deeds of the demon are, but I take it as in a positive. Yeah.
I'm sorry, would you prefer that you prefer it talks of how it is even more difficult to how even more difficult it is?
Say again?
How, and it talks of how even more difficult it is versus how it is even more difficult?
Dhamka. What's a dhamka? Dhamka means Tibetan, you could read it either. You can say it either way, I think. Okay. So the particular approach that this book takes is to go through the steps of the path in increasing difficulty. Okay. Mm. Okay. Let's read this first one together. Hang on. 1, 2, 3. Gumbo ludu luki sabada ya chene cho tenla papa kapa yate. Where's the Nagarjuna here? Yeah, Ludu. What's the Naga and what's the Arjuna? Yeah, Lu. Say Lu.
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 Yeah. Lu is Naga and then Dup is Arjuna. Okay. As in, what is it? The Mahabharata?
Bhagavad Gita.
Arjuna is the archer. Yeah. So he's like the warrior of the king of the Nagas. Okay. Oh, we have to read it. Okay. 1, 2, 3. Gumbo Ludun Di Te Ni. Ten lam bepa lama tuwe tseme kebu yinbe ranki yam takpe lam yam su len su la ngepa tembo nyene lam shen tanang la ti mi nube gepa. Yeah, okay. Well, okay. last part of the first line, say tenla. Then you've got a labial prenasal, so it's mbep. Okay, say tenla mbepa.
Tenla
mbepa. Good, okay. If you didn't have the prenasal, it would be something else. It could mean to go. Pep means to go, for example. Okay? And then these are all long with the sas at the end of them. Say, de ni.
Se me kebu.
Yimpe.
Rangki.
Nepa.
Nye.
Ne. One more time. Nye, ne.
Nye, ne.
See, the dash cuts it short, the sa lengthens it. Nye, ne.
Nye, ne.
Minube.
Minube.
Gerpa.
Gerpa.
Yebecha.
Yebecha.
So he's to a Tibetan, his writing sounds good. Like in this paragraph, he's doing sa suffix letters. And he's maybe not even aware of it. It's just beautiful. It's just like a musician. It's, what do you call it? Assonance. Okay. How would you say, Nyepa tembo. Nyepa tembo means, and I don't want to use a Dharma language. I don't want to use Dharma jingo language, right? I want to make it normal English. The point is that he has come to a Nyepa tembo about how to practice the path. You see? And Nyepa means like surety or certainty. Tembo means stable. So how would you say that? He has come to a blank about practicing the path.
Abiding
Do we ever say abiding certainty in English?
An absolute certainty.
Huh?
An absolute certainty.
I like the certainty part. I like the certainty part. But absolute's too much here. It's just...
Definite.
Sorry?
Definite?
That's the certainty.
Solid certainty? Yeah.
Solid is certainty.
Unshakable.
Conviction implies belief. And perhaps not correct. You see, I have a conviction. You see what I mean? But it's close.
Unshakable certainty?
Unwavering? Steady. It's not a steadiness in a, I like solid or steady.
Steady?
Steady certainty.
Adamantine?
Abiding.
Not as strong. That's too strong. Abiding means... No, that would be Mioa.
What did you say?
I like deep. Yeah, okay. Having himself come to a point of deep. Now this is weird. Lam shen tanang la ti minu pe gupa. Gupa means the purpose is that ti means let me check which ti it is. Hang on. Where would I look if I just want a dictionary thing? Yeah, a great dictionary. If you don't know Tibetan, you use Valmy. I was there when he wrote it. He doesn't know Tibetan. Okay. Okay. Qinghua means, Qinghua is defined as Qinghua, which means bound, or Yokpa means tied up in. He's not going to get. Like, I don't know, ti means, you know, you gotta help me again. It's like tangled up. It's tangled up. I got it. Okay. He won't be able to get tangled up in Lam Shen, other paths, which are Ta Nang. Tak Ta Nang means what?
Do you remember?
Tak Ta Nang. Dang Yang Dak is the opposite of Tak Ta Nang. Yeah, correct reason and an incorrect reason. So, Tanang means, Tanang is an idiom for incorrect, and you won't find it in a dictionary probably. So, Tar means like, and Nang means to appear. So, it means to appear as if, and it's a word that means wrong or faulty, like that, which appears as if. You see? So, but what's the way they tried to say? You see? What are they trying to prove anyway? There's a reason why he set forth both these two, the bodhisattva stuff and the emptiness stuff. Why? Well, because he's a person who cannot lie, he cannot make a mistake about these two sides of the teaching. Having come to himself a point of deep certainty about how to practice the path of purity, he can no longer be, what did I say?
Talk
about in other paths. In paths which are faulty.
Mistaken.
Superficial.
You can be correct and superficial. Elliot, what's his name?
Will you stop it?
Your music that you like?
The third one.
Elliot Smith.
Monier Williams, Jim Balfe, and
yeah,
Smith.
Okay. The said, having himself come to a point of deep certainty about how to practice the path of purity, he can no longer be tangled up in another. But how does that prove what he's trying to say?
That he's an authority. That Nagarjuna is unmistaken, this is why we should believe him. Isn't that the point?
Well, the Tibetan seems to say, there's a gupa here that I didn't cover yet. Having himself come to a point of deep certainty about how to practice the path of purity. Hang on. Uh, Yeah, that's like, that's what it sounds like. That's what the Tibetan sounds like. But doesn't it feel weird to you? Like, he has to write a book about bodhisattva stuff and emptiness stuff because he understood it perfectly, and he's afraid he might wander off to something else? I mean, about Aryanagarjuna? Doesn't it seem a little weird to you? I don't know.
Isn't it that he's gotten the result and therefore he's setting it forth so that we can get it too?
Obviously. Because he's not saying with us another time.
Yeah, but he doesn't say we. Never mentions us or you or.
The lamas always do that. No, we say ourselves with the name.
Yeah, no, Kedub Temadagya could say it about himself. Like, I did it so I wouldn't get confused. But now he's saying. But he would never report Aryanagarjuna doing so. I don't know. It's a little confusing to me.
Isn't this a reason for cultivating both method and wisdom? And he's giving the reason why, because the Garden is unmistaken about the two collections. And that's why we should trust this text.
Well, the question is, are we sure enough about that to change the he to one?
Us?
Yeah, or we.
Then you'd have to say, so we will no longer be
changed.
Yeah.
That's good.
I don't know, I think I have to leave it. Really, the Tibetan doesn't say we at all. It just feels really uncomfortable to me.
How about the student? Yeah. That the student will no longer be changed. Yeah.
Well, then that's a decision. You see, then we're making a decision to change the. Well, that's what I would feel more comfortable with, but the Tibetan doesn't say that.
If you say one, then it's not a real commitment. So
that's what I mean. So sometimes you just fudge it, you see.
Could you put his and he? Well, they're lowercase for a reason and not uppercase? Is that his and he or not?
Oh, I only do that in tantric texts.
Okay.
Because then and anyone who bought the book would freak out, you know. They'd say, oh, you're equating Aryanagarjuna with God. And of course he is, but.
Can we avoid a personal pressure and say that one of the decisions of both these things is to avoid becoming entangled in another
one? I like it. Didn't you say entangled?
Yeah.
Yeah, I like it. It's all contained. That's his years in London. Okay, here's it. I like it because it's ambiguous. Okay, yeah. No, where the text is ambiguous, you have to, a true translator has to retain the ambiguity. Sometimes it's hard to be a true translator. Okay. Remember Lung Zin Chen Mo Gyasa Shiva Shle Chiyo. Okay, here we go. 1, 2, 3. Gumba Lung Zin Chen Mo Gyasa Shiva Shle Chir lap chir ni ka le ge pa ten shin. Who's Gumbo? Nata in Sanskrit. Who's Gumbo? Yeah, here it's Aryanagarjuna. Okay. Lungzin, say Lungzin.
Lung
it's a heavy prenasal, Lungzin. It's like Chunzin. Okay? Chunzin. Say Chunzin. So I have your opinion. Lungzin. Chenpo, who's Gyalse Shiwaha? Yeah, Master Shantideva. Lapche Ni. This is why it's difficult to read these texts. Lap means, they're talking about two different books of Master Shantideva. He just says lapcha, and what he means is lapakundu dang gyalse chupalan jupa. Okay, so two syllables for lapakundu dang gyalse chupalan jupa. Just lapcha. Okay, so lap is shiksha samuchaya, the compendium of trainings. And Chö here is Chenju, which is the Bodhisattva avatar, okay. Guide to the Bodhisattva's way of life. So these points are covered in depth. In depth. In the two entitled. You want to say Bodhisattva or Son of the Victors? Bodhisattva?
Yeah, Bodhisattva.
I think it's so common that we're shooting for a medium on this. I don't want to shoot for college professors because they don't buy any books, and they just write bad reviews. And and I don't want to shoot for the double day audience because we already got them covered. So we're shooting for the Diamond Cutter Press audience. Snow Lion. 5,000 American Buddhists. Both written by the Bodhisattva. Is Bodhisattva, or would you rather say Son of the Victors? Okay, fine. Sure?
Yeah.
Child of the Victors. System or teachings? Because it says system. System? Yeah, okay. Because it is a system. Okay. You guys ready? Yeah?
I'm just really uncomfortable with referring to Master Satadeva as a child in any
capacity. No, this one's okay. This is okay. That's the theme of this book, by the way. Right? Buddhas are born from Bodhisattvas. You know what I mean? That's the theme of the opening, so it's okay. In this book, it's not an insult. It's a compliment. Okay, one, two, three. Khe par tuyam lap tu le dhyan jor nye ka dhun che sam pe gong me sen dir ning bo nam pe pen yu sam pe su dhang. Say dhyan jor at the end of the first line. Dhyan jor. Hear the prenasal, right? And then again, this is really heavy. Say, tsendir. Tsendir. So like in the monastery, if you said, say dear, they would think you were saying this vibratory life. Because dirr means vibrate, you know. And then dir means this life. So you have to say it heavily when there's like what we call an open vowel in front of it. So tse doesn't have any suffix letter. It's just an open vowel sound. When an open vowel sound hits, bumps into a prenasal, it becomes very noticeable. So it's say, same dear. And not say dear. Okay, all right, here we go. Ningbo Lemba. Getting that. Do we really say that in real English though? You see, we've been infected by Dharma English. What do you say? It means in Tibetan to get the essence out of your life. But is there a normal English way to say that? Is that enough? Is it strong enough? Take full advantage.
Getting the entire benefit of
surviving.
To live fully.
Achieving the ultimate goal.
Yeah, you're too far off. Who's the driving is over here somewhere?
Getting the full advantage.
Sorry?
No, somebody said driving.
Driving?
The full advantage. Well, we would say driving the essence. I mean, the most.
The maximum benefit?
Extract.
Extracting
the essence.
Extracting the
essence.
Driving
the essence?
Driving the highest essence?
Huh?
No? Is that not English? Getting the most out of? Is there anything that has heart in it? Is there something in heart with heart in it that we can use? Essence?
Distilling
the essence?
Yeah. I'm just trying to think of something that means like pulling
the acid. Drawing the heart stuff.
Getting to the heart of.
Yeah, that's a good thing.
It means to take full advantage of this life.
Sounds there you go.
But that sounds good.
That sounds good. Yeah.
He's the writer. Just say take full advantage.
Okay. Well, I'm trying to cover all Tibetan words too. I have some responsibility to the hypertexters. Okay. How many left we have? Dunche, nyeka dunche is an idiom. Nyeka means hard to find. Like the fact that you were born with two hands and a head is nyeka. Or that you can speak is nyeka. And then dunche means, do you know? It means meaningful, big meaning, right? Dunche. But what does it really mean? See, that's the nyeka. It's a balance. Things are nyeka and tunche. Difficult to find and... No, tunche means big meaning. It means very useful, but more strong. Stronger than that. Essential is pretty good. But like he said, usable for something, you see? They have a great
indispensable
value sense, and a great value. Yeah, I think a great value. Yeah. Okay. I miss that voice. Namaste. Good to have you here. I like his great value. Okay. It's good to be the boss. Like, I had to build this place so I could be the boss, you know? So, okay. okay. You can build your own. All right. Chidele Tam Chekita. Chidele Tam Chekita. Okay, here we go. 1, 2, 3. Chidele Tam Chekita. Tawa. Yi Cheki Tepa Tang. Ke Bartuya. Te chen tu mong min be yi che ki de ba la de ne mem ba chang chu tu sem ke. It says, generally speaking, the root of all good things, happiness and goodness, is yi che ki de ba. So there are three kinds of depa, right? Do you remember? Dangwe depa, yi che ki depa. Then there's a third one. Do you remember? Admiring faith, and three kinds of faith in the Lam Rim. Remember? So if you can't remember something like that, you can look it up. No, you'd say, look for Dangwe depa, which is also sometimes spelled Davangwe. And find it for me near Yicheki. Because let's say I can't remember which one is which, and I want to get it right. So the Agwadvalan, they would be within three lines of each other. And would I look in the Tengyur, the Kanyur, or the Sumbul? Lamrim. Sumbul, yeah. Lamrim was invented by the last Indian to get out of India. Okay, Lord Atisha. So, you know, it's going to be in the symbol. And I'll look under Lam Rim to make it faster. Okay. This is, these are the three. Like, you hit it that fast. It went through about 10,000 pages in less than a blink, right? And it found the three for me. Here they are. Sangye changsem sok tone yi depa chepe tangwe depa. Tangwe depa means the kind of faith where you admire the object and you're thinking about how cool it is. And they say, like when you hear or see bodhisattvas or buddhas, okay, or high lamas like Lama Sepa or something, like you see them and you get, or you hear them talk and you get tangwe depa, okay. Then le ge dikki langdorla yicheki yichepe yicheki depa. This is the one we have here, and it's always the same thing. Faith in the sense of belief about good deeds and bad deeds being the source of good things and bad things in your life. Okay, why belief? Because we can't see it. We just did like pratyakshana managama for like 10 days in the Bahamas. The three kinds of correct, valid perception, right? So one is like direct. We can't have that about karma. One is like deductive. It's hard for us. We wouldn't have figured it out on ourselves that the best way to get candy is to give it away in your class. But then there's agama, faith. The scripture, authority. The believable authority. Authentic authority. And that's Yi Cheki Depa is based on that. So belief, you see? So the first one was more like admiration of a holy being's qualities. The second one is closer to our word belief than faith, you see? Although faith also covers it. And then the third one, just for your information, Debu Kong, mistyped. Debu kong ma topar dupe ngunduki depa. Ngunduki depa means aspiration, faith in the sense of aspiration. So you have faith in the sense of, what's the first one? Admiration. Faith in the sense of belief, and faith in the sense of aspiration. So there's three kinds of faith in the Lam Rim teachings, right? So, and the example of the yi che ki depa, faith in the sense of belief, is always what? I mean, 99% of the time.
Why?
No, not in Buddhism.
Why?
What are we thinking about when we use Yuchekideva? Karma. It's karma. Because that's Gokyo or Shindukokyo. It's like beyond... You would never figure out that giving away all these chocolate chip cookies is the best way to get more. And to have Christy let you eat them. It's kind of heavy. Really? I think so. They might get pretty broken. Yeah. Okay. I don't think there's... This other stuff is like... Either too good... Okay. Yeah, we're going to start something. Maybe we'll start these whoppers and then... Okay. If you're not... If you haven't been in this class, this is candy is to get you hyper for the last half hour. Okay. Just out of curiosity, how many Yuchekidepas are about karma and its results, right? So let's see. We'll do a real quick one. What comes just the three words before Yuchekidepa here? Len de la, about karma and its effects. There's one. We're taking a vote, okay? Is Yuchekideva always about karma? Why am I doing this? Because we're about to translate it. And he didn't say about karma. But I'd like to throw it in. Okay, so let's go. Gedik la, le gedik, it's about karma. Len de la yiche, it's about karma. Kepar len de la yiche, it's about karma. Len de la yiche, it's about karma. These are all different books. Len de la yiche. You see, so far 100% of the references have been about this kind of belief directed towards karma. So can we go back and use that information in our translation? Okay, let's go see.
That's called an aspiring faith.
No, that would be the third one, which is... Oh, I didn't tell you what the third one was. Oh, aspiring towards higher goals. Like, I'd like to become Vajrangini or something like that.
That's karma, how to do that.
Yeah. No. That's karma is the second one. That would be belief. In the sense that somebody had to tell you and you believed it because you can't see it. Okay. So, generally speaking... I gotta have to add this, says the text. This is a Ted Lemonism, and I've been using it like three times a day since you did it last year. And more especially when one gives birth. Because they would say develop or generate or... Generate drives me crazy. I always make generator sounds when she uses it. And more especially, when he gives birth to... people, we never say generate in normal English when you say develop an attitude, right? Like, I've generated love towards you, you know? Anyway, it's one of my pet peeves about translation. Not that she did it, somebody else keeps doing it. Other people keep doing it. I won't check her work if she does it. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
What's that mean? You get semke, mumba semke, right? Mm-hmm. What's the unique form of belief found in the greater way? Let's go check. You gotta look up uncommon, tumon mayin, or tumin. So you look up uncommon or unique next to that kind of thing. Okay. How close? One line is sufficient. Yeah. Where? Lam Rim should be a good place to start. Nobody ever said it.
What about
Tum Mon?
You just said Tum Min.
No, here I have Tum Mon.
But what am I in?
Oh, Tum Mon. Tum Mon? Let's try that. That's not it.
You make it two lines in case.
That's not it.
The phrase comes at the end of the line.
And let's just try all this. Symbol. That's not it. Yeah, that's not it. So basically, it's not in 300,000 pages of scripture. So, I don't know. Oh, here's one. Oh, that's our book. Let's see if it comes anywhere else in our book.
Didn't some Catholic comment on this commentary?
This is a couple hundred years after him. Or, no. Let's try, I don't know. I think he made it up. Now what it means, you can debate it, okay? There's some kind of belief. I think it's the belief that you could become a Buddha. Yeah, I would agree to that. Oh, I know where we didn't check. What, he's quoting who? Who's talking about this kind of belief? Yeah, Master. Who said that?
Newman.
Yeah, good Newman. Let's go check in Shantideva, Master Shantideva. Master Shantideva. Let's see if Master Shantideva himself ever used this expression. Where do you find his books in the Tengu? In Madhyamika, in Prajnaparamita, Nah, he didn't say that either. Let's see if he even used Yuche Kidepa in the book he's being accused of using it in. Or just Yuche, okay. By the way, if you want to learn modern Tibetan, you say Yuching Mundu, say Yuching Mundu. He don't believe me. Nobody believes me. You change me. I told him, I keep telling him, but you change me. Okay? Alright. Now I'm just skipping books till I hit what? The compendium of the teachings, which is called Lapakuntu. Which his short name is Guntu. There's all the Gomrims, which is what in Sanskrit? Vamnakamas, you had that in Bokchimba last year. Yeah, it's not even. Here's Laptu. Okay, see it up at the top? I'll put the arrow. That's Laptu. That's Shiksha Samuchaya. That's the book we're in. And here he's talking about Yiche Padan. Yeshiki ke cheki semtepachimana shuta. Ichebata, yitapata, yitsemata, yiramata, yikuata, yikawata, yitewata, yitawaki mate. Listen to this. Yi chepata, yi dapata, yi tsembata, yi ramata, yi guata, yi kawata, yi dewata, yi tawaki mate. Okay? Talk about mind, manas, happiness, being happy, being blissful, okay? And he's talking about the wisdom of the mind which wants to get into the greater way, Mahayana, okay? that kind of faith in the greater way. Okay? So, chitam che dumale dapar yu chitte. To believe that all things in the world have been dakpa from time with no beginning, have been pure for time with no beginning. That's a higher kind of dipa, yiche, which is, what's that mean? What's that mean to say things have been pure from time with no beginning? Yeah, either that they're empty or on a higher level, that you're already in a divine realm. Okay? All right. Here he says, he's quoting somebody addressing Ananda, Kungao. And he says, Sangye ki chuyu ni yi che pakao. It's difficult to believe in Buddhas, but that's probably not what he means here. That's all. I think, yeah, then we're on to a different book. So that's all the word yiches that ever occur in Master Shantideva's book. Okay. So it's got to be about what? I think it's in the greater way. In the principle of reaching Buddhahood for other people or something like that. Yeah. Okay. Let's read together. One, two, three. Dene jup dom la jupa chang chu chok du sem ke ne lu long chu ge we zar wa nam la tong sun thak bel shi shi che su ten be gone ge pa. After that, it says we take the vow to enter into the activities, to engage in the activities of Bodhisattva. So after we get the wish, after we get the wish to become an enlightened being, and after we get that unique belief that we could perhaps, we vow to do what we have to do to become an enlightened being. So first is to commit to the idea, and then is to commit to the activities. And after we commit to the activities, we go through doing four things each with three objects: our body, our possessions, and our good karma. Which makes 12. There's four ways to relate to the three parts of you: your body, your possessions, and all the good karma you have so far. There's four ways to relate to each of those, for a total of 12. Four times three. Now, I've seen these mentioned a lot, these four ways, and apparently they come from Master Shantideva's second most popular work. Right? The compendium of the trainings, which is rarely taught. His Holiness taught it in Bodh Gaya when we were there. And it was really hard, because he tried to go through it in one sitting, in a week or something. And it's long, it's huge. So I was fooling around today, I have to go to class today, I don't know what these four are exactly. What are they? Giving away, protecting, purifying, increasing. And these are famous, the names of the four are famous. But I don't recall anyone ever explaining them, you see. So I went and looked for them. And I just wanted to go over with you how I would have done that. So you can explain it to somebody. So you go to You go to Gopher and you say, and we do this when we prepare a class for you, like the class for tomorrow. It involves maybe 200 searches like this, you know, just to get everything straight. Because sometimes they just, everyone talks about it, but no one ever explains something. So we're going to go looking for these four. And they are, I'll do the last two. I'll do Dakpel, okay? Dakpel. Because the four in Tibetan are Tong Sung Dakpel. Say Tong Sung Dakpel. Tong, give away. Sung, protect. Dak, purify. Bell, increase. Okay? Tong Sung Dakpel. So the two most unusual words here are Dak and Bell. So I'm going to go look for Dak and Bell. Okay? And let's see. Let's see if I can find them. And I would say Sumbu. This is something else. This is about how to do a fire offering, okay? This is a different thing. Tadak Bell. It's a different word. It's not Dak Bell, okay? This is what we're looking for. Tang Sung Dak Bell. Shi Shi. Tabje Gomba Chao. You should do these four. And then he doesn't explain them. Okay? Whoever this author is. Okay? It happens to be Justin Kapp. Okay. Here's another one. Tang Sung Dak Bell Shi Nang Ne Ge Tsa Tong Wa Yin. You should do these four. But no explanation. Who's that? I think it's one of the pension, maybe the first pension owner. Okay, here's another one. Tang Sung Dak Bell Shi Shi Che Tam Je Gong. Everyone should do Gong Shin, Dak Shin Gong. But no explanation what it is. That's Jetsun Kapa, Lamrim Chung. Here's his medium length Lamrim. Tak Sung Dak Bell Shi Shi Che. You should do all four of these. And no explanation. Here's Lam Gi Drunme. I think it's Lord Atisha's Lamrim. Tang Sung Dak Bell Shi Ni Dun Chi. They all mean the same thing. But I don't think so. Okay. Here's a lojong. Okay? And it says, it was very interesting to me. Lu long ju geta sung ri la tang sung. People tell us we should do these four things. Give away, protect, purify, and increase your body, your possessions, and your good karmas. So you get 12, right? They nang du chang sem ki lab jia ta da la pa jo long jong tsang gong yin. They say that all of the trainings of a bodhisattva are inside these 12. Even in the Lamrim Chemo, it says you should do these 12, all 12 of them. But some, so munzen sewar gupa shi je yabse jin dang dang che pe shung du yu ban munche matongar. But I can't say that I've ever seen in all the books by Jetsun Kapa and all his disciples and everyone who ever followed those books any clear explanation of these four. Okay, I like this guy. Who is this guy? Who is this guy? It's whoever wrote book 6370. So you go up here, you open another gopher, and you say, who wrote this book? It's gotta be. Mutu Dharmabhadra. Okay, like a hero, right? A great Vajrayogini's master. And you'll be using his extremely rare commentary. I think we have the only copy around to his Vajrayogini, which was given to us by Prabhupada Vajrayogini, the third. So anyway, he says, okay, here's what it means. Chepa ma tong ma se di tsa we kya shung lap tu tsan dao yang shen ma jiao we also you can't find nowadays any original copies of the book it's supposed to be from and so I must confess that there's no, you know, you can't find an authentic source that really lists the meaning of these four. But, Enkyang, at the end there, Enkyang, Jangdan Nangyo Chaksan Ki Zebe Domsun, Sangwe Mela Shibashita Tongwa Le Rangma Sun Zetsam Chibashir Buna. But if I were to guess, on the basis of having seen a particular scripture in which it was described, which I no longer have in my possession, something like that, okay? So I'm just going to give you, what, and this is the best there is, okay? Otherwise it's just people, everybody mentions it and no one explains it, okay? And so he was in the same position back in 1750 or whatever, you know? So I'm going to give you what I think it is. Okay, here's the first one. Shenduki Gupa Chenpo Yuching. Understand that it is of great value to others and Rangi Ningje Tsel Zope Tse. When you have seen that it would be of great benefit to others, and when you are totally adept in your practice of compassion. So he's placing conditions on it already. Right? What were they? It has to be of extraordinary benefit, and you have to be at the level where you can pull it off. Okay? So it say, Lu musutong. Then you can give up your body to somebody. Then somebody says, I need a brain, I need livers, I need kidneys. You say, okay, I'll cut my wrist tomorrow, just have an ambulance nearby with a lot of ice. You know, like that, when you're ready, when you're at that level. So he gave two requirements. You have to be at that level. And you have to have, there has to be great need, and that you have to be at that level of compassion. So then you can give your body away, etc. The other four. All your possessions. Lu lo jiu geca, all your good karma. Right? Give away a good car, just make it more. But anyway. Okay. Shendu lula tru lo shakte. And then, otherwise, if you're not going to give it away, lula tru lo shakte. Tru, what's a tru? Do you know trusing? Trusing means a ship or a boat or a ferry. To get to the other side of the ocean, right? So, lu your body, true lo shakte, think of it as a ship, think of it as a boat, think of it as something you're going to use to get somewhere, and say good nemel menda ringa soki sungwa, take good care. So sungwa, the second one, the first one then means give away those three things, your body, your possessions, and your goodness, right? That one's clear. Number two, protect means take good care of your body. You need this boat to get to the other side. So long as you need the boat, you know, scrape it, paint it, keep the barnacles off of it. You know what I mean? Like, take good care of it. So he gives an example. Say good. Eat as you need to eat. Eat carefully, eat well. Good. Dress carefully. Like, don't be some yogi and catch a cold and then you can't teach. Neymel, get a decent bed to sleep on. You know, like you're cranky all day because you never have good sleep because you're trying to be a yogi, sleeping on this mat and you can't really sleep on. And then, man, when you need medicine, take it wisely. Ring up. And, you know, if certain spirits are like bugging you, then do this Om Gihana Gihana, you know. do your fierce mantras and don't be afraid to use them if you need to protect yourself. Like before you go to bed sometimes, there's certain mantras you do, right? So use those mantras. So you're saying, that's the second one, protect, okay? What's the next one? Purify. What does purify mean? Luki na te gyu lai lengen nam topshi shakpadang rangu na shembi tucha mi dupu gombe dhakpar shepa. The first meaning of, dhakpa has two meanings, purify has two meanings. First one, with the top shi, use the top shi. The four powers of purification. Good. To wipe away lay ngemba. Bad karma. Okay. Which is causing you nata. Sickness, for example. Which is causing you sickness. So, purify. Purify the karma that's affecting your body. See? That's how purification applies to body. Right? Got it? And, Rangnula Shembi Duchak Mitupa Gombe. if you have like excessive attachment to your body, then meditate on midupa. What's midupa? Midupa, that's mikyupa. Midupa means disgusting. And that's that one of the meditations is where you focus on your forehead and you pretend that you just got a small cut. And then you fast forward 24 hours and it's getting a little bit infected. And then you fast forward another 48 hours and it's this blister's opening. And then you fast forward to 2 weeks and it's got gangrene and it's starting to spread. And then you fast forward another 2 weeks and the skulls start to show through and the smells funny and there's pus coming out and now it's about this wide. And then you fast forward a week and you're dead already and it's still rotting. And then you get to where your whole body is like skeleton. Just bones on the ground. And then you go further and you go to the edge of the temple and you would let it get old and the bricks start to fall apart and the dust crumbling and then the roof caves in and then all those nice adobe bricks that she stuck, they start to fall down and then you go further and you see the Highway 80 is like, the weeds are popping up through it and all the trucks are broken down and this is after the atomic bomb and, you know, and then you go to Tucson and there's just dead bodies all over and then you go to the edges of America and you see the water all polluted and the fish are all dead and nothing can live in this ocean anymore. You know, it's a future. And then when you feel disgusted enough, you bring it all back. This is an Abhidharma meditation. And then this is a good meditation for attachment to your body. Because what's your body in the given the whole process of this life? What's your body? You know, what are you talking about? You know, the ocean's gonna die. The earth will melt. You know, what your body? Come on. You know, so then you don't feel so attached to it. Okay. It's a beautiful meditation. That was third one, right? What was the fourth one?
Increase.
Yeah, increase. Okay, what's that? Chanju matoki parki zo chantu pedu chenki gyurit su chim su wadam chetan na kukka su wasa na pedu pedu. Lupelwa, he gives it for body, okay? How to increase your body, how to increase the strength of your body. Keep your morality, because this is what keeps your body healthy and increases your health, so that you can become a Buddha. Okay. And then he's saying, make offerings to the Buddhas and actions like that. And in thus doing, increase the strength of your body. You know, that would make your yoga work better. Care for other people, and then your body would increase in strength, and then you'd be better able to serve other people. So that's how he interprets those four for those three. Mm-hmm. You want to go see the whole thing? I don't know. We got 8 more minutes. He goes through all three. Let's do all three. Real quick. Whatever possessions you already have, which were properly owned by you, we tend to give away stuff after we're already in debt, which is technically giving up someone else's money. Give away to other people. That would be the giving, right? The possessions which you retain because you need them to practice. The minimum possessions you keep, you should keep them in good order. You know, keep them well repaired. Like we have one junky old van and it's all broken up. But we do get it oiled and we do, because we need it to take care of people. So, you know, take care of the possessions you have that you need. Purify your possessions in the sense that when you attempt some activity in order to gain new possessions, don't let those activities be polluted by negative ways of making a living, like selling alcohol or drugs, or doing something which would, like selling animal skins or something like that. You know, when you need to get new possessions, make sure they're acquired in a pure way. And when you need to increase the stuff you have, like we need to increase our endowment to put in enough retreat cabins for everybody. Like it's not enough to have $5,000 around. We need $100,000 or we need $300,000. So then give away more money. Like increase your money, increase your possessions by giving more. How do you give away your karma? Imagine that you are giving away your good karma to other beings. Just imagine, because you can't, right? So imagine that you are. You know, like I made a lot of good karma by doing this class, so I imagine that I give it away to other people. When we do the mandala, go at the end and we give away the good karma. What's the next one? Protect. Protect your mind from the two great thoughts which can destroy your karma. Which are, can you think of any?
Attachment, aversion.
Anger's famous. Anger's famous, right? Anger's the most famous one. The other one is gyopa. What's gyopa?
Desirous attachment.
That's gyopa. That's nice. Close. Gyopa. It's one of, gyopa means regret, right? But it's not the four power regret. This one means I'm sorry I helped that guy. I mean, I should have gone straight to that mountain. I was late for my class, you know. You know what I mean? That's like you do something right, and then later you second-guess yourself? That's gyopa. So that's another great destroyer of good karma. Like later on you say, I shouldn't have gone to that mountain. You know, I lost that job. I had a really good job. And I shouldn't have, like, flown out there five times. It was too much. Then you lost your job and you lost all the good karma. Okay. Then... whenever you collect new good karma, be sure to infect it with an attitude of, may this make me into an angel. May this make... That's purifying the karma. Okay? That's purifying the karma you collect. Always have that higher motivation as you do even a small thing. What, we got one more left, I think. What is that?
Increase.
Yeah, increase your karma. What does he say here? Oh, two methods. What do you guess?
Rejoice.
Yeah, rejoice. Rejoice is the first one he missed. You just be happy about good stuff you did. And you know, when I'm having a really bad day or I'm having a really bad meditation, and then, I mean, the least you can do is just put your mind on something pleasant, you know. Just think anything good. Like, did you do anything good in the last 10 years? You know, and then, you know, you can come up with something, you know. And then that increases your karma, right? So, like if you just can't meditate and you're just having a lousy day and nothing's going right, and, like, just give up. Today's not going to work. At least be happy about something you did in the past. You know, I worked on the temple. I stacked a billion bricks right over there. You know, and then just think about it and put your mind on something positive. And then it gets you out of a downward cycle. Okay. What would be the second way? Is more. Dedicate the karma after a good deed like this class, which is now drawing to an end. Okay? So, dedicate the karma. So now we finish the 12. And somebody should type that up. Somebody should summarize that. And we'll throw it in the footnote or something. Okay? Like, I'm too lazy to do it. So, it'd been useful because no one's ever explained it, really. Right? And that would be nice to have. Okay? And we'll just throw it in there somewhere.
Okay. Is there a name to the text?
It comes from the compendium of the trainings. Oh, this text? Oh, yeah, yeah. This is a really cool thing. This is back when I had a lot of time. And I was at Land of Medicine Buddha, up in the tent, in the up above. I didn't have any, you know, I was just free man. And so this is a series of, this is a really cool work by Muchadhara Bhadra, where his students asked him questions. It's called Response to Questions from Students. And there's like 300 or 400 of them. And I sat there and cut them all out, one by one, and put them in the right... So I put it like in the lojong, so I put it in the... So they asked a question about... And it's all the stuff that you always wondered about, you know? It's like, it's all the questions that you never heard an answer to, you know? And like cool questions about Vajrayogini that Americans would ask, and they aren't in the scriptures, and they're just really cool. So it's just a paragraph or two taken out of the middle of there. Somebody said, you know, what's these 12? No one ever explains them. And then he answered it. So it's like a text called Questions and Answers. It's just called Questions and Answers. Tinan. It's called Tinan. It's a beautiful, beautiful text. And the fact that they bothered to carve it in his life is really great. So it means one of his students like wrote down all the tough questions that people asked, and they kept all the answers he gave. And then somebody at the end of his life put them all together into this book called Just Questions and Answers. And it's really nice. I find when I read a book by the Dalai Lama or something, I always skip to the question and answer part. Because that's always the coolest part, you know. And even in those days, question and answer was the more... Even in the sutras, right? When a student asks for a sutra, it's more fun. It's more interesting, right? Okay. So anyway, there you go. All right. We'll increase the virtue. Gyalse la yu.
Sashi.